When I was a small child, my mother had an uncle that worked in the Vatican Secretary of State's office as a civilian. And on occasions when he would come home to visit the family, he would sit for hours and talk about the international intrigue going on behind the scenes of world government and religion, and it was fascinating to me, and I grew up with this. I have a senator and a congressman in my family from long ago. I have federal judges in my family, so I grew up in the atmosphere of politics behind the scenes, listening to very wise men in politics and religion talking about conspiracies and international intrigue. And so I was very interested in this subject in my teens, and then of course when I first heard your albums that you produced on the Illuminati, all the pieces began to fit together better for me because I understood there was world conspiracy. Something that the old man said many years ago, he said that conspiracies are able to deal with just about anything. They can buy you off, they can shoot you, they can deal with you in just about any way they want.
Well, they own the money system.
Right, but the one thing he said they cannot deal with is exposure. No conspiracy can deal with exposure. Once the truth is out and the people understand, then they have problems. And I am saying that the power of any government is in people. And a classic example of that, how would you like to go to a summit with the King of America and the King of China and you being the King of Fredonia with 500 subjects? You might as well stay home because the power of a king is in how many people are in his kingdom. So the point I'm making here is that there is a tremendous power in the hands of the people of America if they would just wake up, because they are the power of this country. The people decide what will happen, and the people have allowed these things to happen and allow them to continue to go their way and be entertained, and that is the problem we're facing, not only with the religious and political leaders that are part of this, But the real problem is the people have allowed it to happen.
Well, in the land of the blind, the one eye is king. Terry Cook, you came on strong and heavy just a few years ago, and you become the expert on this new computer chip that's supposed to go in the back of the hand. It all relates to this Council on Foreign Relations group, the Bilderbergers, the Club of Rome, this oligarchy who's trying to bring it all about.
That's right. Anthony, let's make a very complex issue as simple as possible for the people's benefit. The New World Order really consists of three aspects. There is a New World political system that everyone today is calling the New World Order. As well as that, there is an economic plan for the New World Order, and that is called the New World Economic Order. In addition to those two items, there's a third plan for religion. You see, the planners of the world know that men need a religion of some kind, even if it's a false one. So they have a plan to give us a new age, world, global, occultic religion. So really, there's three aspects to this new world order. A new world economic order, in which a computer chip will be injected into our hands or foreheads as a means to track, control, and identify us, and will also be used to make our purchases and scan its.
Well, they've already put the program in Los Angeles. In fact, a trilateralist named Mayor Bradley, Uncle Tom Bradley, was responsible for putting this in dogs.
Right.
And your children will be considered like animals.
Before we get into that, which is later down the road, I think we should clearly explain to people what the Illuminati is. You know, for those of us who are acquainted with this term, we don't have to explain it to ourselves, but for the average person out there, they've never heard this term. Jordan, explain to people what Illuminati means.
Well, it comes from, the word Illuminati comes from the Latin word illuminan or illumen, which means light. And so anyone who is enlightened or brilliant, and of course those who are the most enlightened are called brilliant people.
Well, it comes from Lucifer.
Well,
what we're really talking about here is Lucifer, the fallen angel, and they have picked up on this, the Illuminati. And if you take a look at some of the Chevys now, they're called the Illumin. They have the horns going up in the back of the vehicle, very subtly telling us that something is coming down by the year 2000.
Yes. Well, as I was saying, it implies those who hold the light, the enlightened ones, and they sent us a statue, as a matter of fact. Mm-hmm. Those ancient Illuminatis sent us a statue called the Statue of Liberty. It's holding the torch of illumination, which is the Promethean torch of Freemasonry. And if you go to the Statue of Liberty, you'll see a bronze plaque inside saying that this was given to the government of America by the French Grand Orient Temple Masons. And it is a symbol of Grand Orient Freemasonry in America, the holder of the light. And that's exactly the same torch that is carried during the Olympics. It is the torch of Prometheus.
It's not the torch of freedom.
No, it's not the torch of freedom.
It's the torch of the Illuminati.
Illumination.
So essentially, in a nutshell then, Jordan, these men whom we tend to call or group in an organization called the Illuminati. It's a loose-knit but tightly secretive organization.
Well, operating through the Council on Foreign Relations, through the Trilateral Commission, through the Club of Rome, through Global 2000, which wants to reduce the population of the planet by, 25%. Mm-hmm. 25, that's 1,250,000,000 people have to be exterminated by the year 2000.
Well, they can do that.
So essentially, this Illuminati then is the group of men who control not only all the money on the planet through all the world banks and the Federal Reserve and so on, but they control essentially all the governments. And so these men are planning to bring about a global form of government that's unique in all history. It's a total enslaving system of world communism and fascism controlled by a hierarchy in Europe that Anthony calls what? The oligarchy.
Well, no, I call it the evilarchy.
The evilarchy.
The oligarchy of evil.
So these men are satanically inspired, and of course we get that term from the Bible, which means the devil. They're satanically inspired to bring about a global form of government to every nation on earth.
I wanted to add also that on the back of the Liberty dime, on the back of the old dime in America, there was the fascism. Which you look in the encyclopedia or dictionary and look at the word fascism, you'll see that the symbol for world fascism was a bundle of sticks or bundle of rods with a hatchet head. That was on the back of the
Well, you see that
dime.
On each side of the speaker's podium at Congress.
Oh, absolutely.
So they have the fasci on each side.
Absolutely, and it's also the symbol for the United States Senate is the fasci. But the point I want to make is that was on the old dime. Now, on the new dimes, you will see it has been transplanted a torch instead of the old fasci, because fascism was used at one time to prepare the world for the New World Order. Now the New World Order is in place. That's why on the dollar bill it says Novus Ordo Seclorum is New Order of the World, but at the top of the pyramid on the back of the dollar bill is Annuit Coeptis, which in Latin means our enterprise or our project has been crowned with success. So the point I want to make is that on the back of the American dime today, anyone can look at the back of the dime and see the torch of illumination, which is carried in the Olympics, which is the torch that the Statue of Liberty carries. It is the torch of the Illuminati who are illuminated.
But what we need to do is explain this term New World Order, because do you realize how few people out there have actually heard George Bush and others use this occultic phrase that we're talking about, the New World Order? George Bush said it well over 200 times, and if you ask the average person on the street if they even heard it once, they'll answer no.
When Hitler talked about a 1,000-year Reich, and Bush talks about 1,000 points of light, there's more than just a small similarity. They are one and the same. We're talking about a fourth Reich of the rich, and that's what we're talking about with the New World Order. They
that's
want
right.
it all. And that fiat funny money that we use isn't money at all. It's debt in the privately owned Federal Reserve.
That's
well, the privately owned Federal Reserve is neither federal nor a reserve. It's private.
That's right.
A private banking institution which draining us. It's like America is an invalid in the hospital and dying, and they're putting up an IV bleed to bleed us of the remaining blood that we have to bring us down to the very bottom.
That's absolutely correct, Anthony. And since you brought up the Federal Reserve, let's look at the back of our dollar bill and analyze the symbol of the Illuminati. That's what this is, folks. It's also a Masonic symbol, but it's the symbol of the Illuminati, which controls, as Anthony said, all your money through the Federal Reserve, all the U.S. government money, and through other world banks, all the world's money. But this is their symbol, and this is basically the all-seeing eye of Lucifer, Satan, the devil. And what this inscription means here is announcing the birth of the satanic New World Order government. And Jordan, when was this placed on our dollar bill and by whom and what was the story?
Well, it was placed in 1934, 35 I think it was originally on the dollar bill. But what I wanted to draw attention to is the fact that it's an Egyptian pyramid. And you had better look at the idea of why an Egyptian pyramid is on an American dollar bill.
Well, it's a symbol of slavery, Jordan, because that pyramid was put together with slave labor. And on our dollar bill, this is the reverse seal. And if we take a look at the schematic of Washington, D.C., we see the layout.
Right, but it was also one of the greatest bricklaying projects the world has ever known. And bricklayers are referred to as brick masons, so it is a symbol of the Masonic orders of the world.
That makes sense.
And it is a very powerful symbol that has been used by the ancient secret societies, and I am here to tell you that that pyramid called Cheops Pyramid is a very important symbol to the world Illuminati.
And they're constructing the Illuminati Luxor up in Las Vegas.
Oh, I understand.
On Las Vegas Boulevard. I was up there with our cameraman here. And
is that a new hotel in Las Vegas?
A new hotel, 33 stories. I mean, with the capstone.
What's the significance of 33, Anthony?
Well, I think Jordan would be better able to answer that.
When we get into numerology, that is a whole interesting subject of how numbers are used by the ancient world. 13 is an unlucky number, we're told.
It's a satanic number.
Well, but it's called an unlucky number because original it dealt with Jesus and his 12. Jesus and the 12 make the 13, upon which a new order of life would be established on earth. The conspirators have then seized upon this term of the 13, Jesus plus the 12, and have begun to build on that a new world order. Something I wanted to bring out about this new world order, because we said we want to explain it. Let me make this point, that Europe is referred to as the old world, and anything coming from Europe is old world. When you understand that Europe dominated the world for almost 1,600 years, and Vatican dominated Europe. The Vatican dominated the old world order. Those banking families that were Roman, Catholic banking families of Europe were the powers of the world. They dominated the world. With the coming of America, America becomes known as the New World. Remember, Columbus discovered a New World. When we hear the word New World Order, we're talking about a fraternal order of power, religion, money, operating out of the new world, America.
But a satanic, occultic, evil form of power.
The big picture, they want it all. They want to enslave your child, your wife, your mother. There isn't anything that you ever had. There isn't anything that you own. There isn't any right that you possess that they're not planning on taking away. They want it all. You've got a choice. You can join in this fight, or you can die as a slave.
When George Bush used this term, he used several other terms that along with this term, New World Order. He also said 1,000 points of light. He used another term, New Age, another term, peace and safety. Jordan, who else in history has used this terminology?
Well, of course, all of the despots of history have used similar terminology, and it's always been the same concept of a total world domination. Go back to Nebuchadnezzar and in Babylon, talking about how he had gathered all the peoples under him and how impressed he was with himself. You go down the line, and all of the great dictators and tyrants of the world have always dreamed of taking over the world. But everyone tried it the wrong way. Everyone has tried to take over the world with military, and everyone has discovered that military will not work. You cannot police and militarize enough to take over the world. So the Illuminati in 1776 developed a whole new concept of how to pull this project off. Instead of trying to force people into a new order or a totalitarian dictatorship under military, which you cannot do because people are always going to rebel at that, the idea was developed by Adam Weishaupt to create enough violence and create enough chaos and enough bloodshed to frighten the world so that the entire world of mankind would one day come to the conclusion that there's too much bloodshed, too much crime, and there's just no possible way for the human race to exist unless we come together and pool our resources and all of us accept one government and one order, and we will all live together in peaceful, happy, on one family, and nothing could be further from the truth.
Are the Satanist involved in the New Age movement? Is the New Age movement really sort of a cover for this whole Luciferian conspiracy, in your opinion?
I wouldn't say it's a cover. I would say it's the integral part of it, you know, the spiritual heart of what you're talking about, you know, a New World Order. In fact, Alice Bailey, who coined the term New Age, who was a psychic and a channeler and an occultist, coined the term New Age and also coined the term New World Order. They both came from the same source. In her book, Externalization of the Hierarchy, she said that the New World Order would be based on the ancient wisdom or ancient occultism, which now, is where the term New Age came from.
Madame Helena Petrovna Blavatsky wrote a magazine. I've had the bound works of that magazine entitled Lucifer Magazine. She had a lot of followers. Adolf Hitler was one.
Mm-hmm.
He certainly incorporated a lot of the occult symbology.
Well, let me comment on that real quickly.
The Third Reich.
The term swastika, that is not a German term. The very name swastika is a Hindu word, and it's a symbol. Now, most people in the audience have probably never heard of this, but in occultism, it deals a lot with energies, with powers and forces, and these powers and forces come through something that are called chakras. And the word chakra is a Hindu word which means spinning vortex. Now, the swastika is a symbol of the chakras that are energized and working in unison. So the word swastika is a Hindu word, not a German word. And the word Aryan is a Hindu word. Now, it has nothing to do with ancient Germans. The Aryans were the Brahmin caste of Hinduism. So much of the terminology and concepts that Hitler used were from esoteric Hinduism and had nothing to do with, you know, ancient German culture or folklore at all.
Now, I've got a magazine which looks something like Time magazine. Mm-hmm. On the front cover, it talks about power places of the earth and a great meeting over in Egypt where they were going to have a channeling conference. And of course, at the turn of the century, at the year 2000, I believe all of the leaders are going to be at the base of the Great Pyramid. Is this correct, Jordan?
Yes, it was in the Los Angeles Times. I still have the article where all of the major leaders of the world governments are going to meet, and George Bush has an open invitation to be there. It's called the World Millennium Society, and they're going to meet there in 1999. And I guess one of the...
In Millennium 2000.
Well, that's why one of the rock singers, I think it was Prince, that had the song, Party Like It's 1999, because those who are in the know that something is coming for the year 2000, and most of the people are sound asleep and have no idea what's on its way. So that's why the song came out, Party Like It's 1999, because the LA Times had an article, all the major leaders of the world are going to meet at the base of the pyramid in 1999, to bring in what they call the Novus Ordo Seclorum, the new order of the world.
What we have in the New Age movement isn't just something from the top down. It's the masses are being conditioned also. It's not just, most people, when they hear the term New Age, automatically, they think of fringe religious groups. They think of Shirley MacLaine, they think of crystals, you know. But this goes far beyond, individuals like that, personalities. Not just mainstream American culture, but mainstream European culture, Japanese culture, is being redirected and restructured for a mystical experience of what they call higher consciousness, to be guided and directed in a mystical sense.
Wait a minute, I did an interview with Benjamin Krim, who's the representative of I call him Lord Betrayer.
Uh-huh.
I talked about Adolf Hitler being influenced by Madame Blavatsky because he brought up Blavatsky, and I brought up the Lucifer magazine, and he was very discombobulated. He really didn't know where to go. I thought he would hang up on me, mm-hmm. and the conversation was coming from England.
Mm-hmm.
Do you expect to see Lord Betrayer mixed in with all of these so-called leaders of the world to usher in this millennium of Satan?
I talked to, when this first came out about Lord Maitreya, I called up the Alice Bailey organization, Luce's Trust, which, by the way, used to be Lucifer Publishing Company. I was up in Ojai, California, and saw one of their old books, and it said Lucifer Publishing Company in it. But I called up the Alice Bailey organization and talked to their head person, and he told me that Benjamin Krem was like a renegade, that his Lord Maitreya did not have the official sanction of the Alice Bailey
and this is at the Meditation Center in Ojai?
Oh, New York City. By the way, Alice Bailey's group was in the United Nations Plaza.
There is so much more that needs to be said about this subject that we can never possibly get into, but there is something I really feel is necessary to bring out. We're not talking about something that's entertaining or sensational. We're talking about your government, where you live, your country, your freedoms.
Right.
And what we're talking about here is things which you see every day. Like someone said a long time ago, many will look with their eyes but not see, and listen with their ears but not hear. And that's us. That is this country. We have been looking at things all along and never realizing the significance of the occult emblems that we're seeing today.
Okay. We're talking about a global government that's in existence right now. We're not talking about a nation that is going. We're talking about a nation that is gone. We do not control the government of the United States of America. The United States of America is controlled by this evilarchy. They control the money system. They control the State Department. They control the presidency. And if you take a look at the fasci on each side of the Speaker's podium in the Senate, you're going to find that we have a new world order in place. What do we have to do? Incite a revolution to avoid a revolution? Or wait for the second coming? The choice is up to you. The privately owned Federal Reserve is just that. It's private. It's not owned by you. The national debt is to the international banksters. Communism was never, well, run from the United States. Or was it? You got to stop and think about that for a moment. And when you really find out what's going down, you really find out what's going down at the bottom line, you'll discover that communism was never run from Moscow, Hanoi, or Peking. It was run from London, New York, and Washington, D.C. On the backside of the dollar bill, you'll find the Illuminati pyramid, Anahuac Septus, Novus Ordo Seclorum, the New World Order. What is all that about? I'm going to ask Jordan Maxwell. Jordan?
Yes, I will use this one I think would be better for. The Novus, let's start with the Anuit Coeptus. Anuit Coeptus is Latin, meaning our enterprise or our project is now a success or has been crowned with success. So then you say, well, your project is now crowned with success. What is the project? Novus Ordo Seclorum, which is novus, meaning new, ordo, order, the new order. Seclorium is the word secular in Latin, meaning the world, the new order of the world. You will notice that there are 13 layers in the pyramid. There are 13 letters in Anuit Coeptus. There are 13 stars above the head of the eagle. There are 13 berries and 13 leaves. There are 13 arrows. There are 13 stripes. Everything is done in sequence of 13 except the wings, which are 32 and 33 for the 32nd degree and 33rd degree of Freemasonry. The 13 is said to be an unlucky number because it represents originally Jesus and the 12, because Jesus and the 12 are the basis for the world. And so this has been borrowed and used, and I think very cleverly. So it's an unlucky number, we're told, because you're not supposed to use it. To show you how this symbolism on the dollar bill is very, there's quite a bit of symbolism on the dollar bill here. I want to draw your attention to the right-hand side of the $1 bill at the top on the one. You'll see at the top, right here on the little curvature, if you look very closely, you will see an owl that you can, it is used as a symbol because it sees things in the dark. The little owl on the symbol on the dollar bill is to symbolize something the Bohemian Society, which is incidentally meeting this month up in San Francisco. The owl is an occult symbol used by the Bohemian Society and the Illuminati in general, because it symbolizes that you can, it is used as a symbol because it sees things in the dark, and that's why it's wise, implying that our political leaders are seeing things in the dark. They are aware of many dark things which are going on, and that's why they're wise and you're not. So that's why they are the owls on the dollar.
It's important to bring up this particular point. The Bohemian Grove, and this is where all of the fellas meet and run around it in the forest nude, is where this new council for the President of the United States goes when he is on vacation. And his name is?
Yeah, well, all the presidents are
No,
there.
I'm talking about the new so-called Republican advisor of the to the President of the United States. And, of course, we found individuals like Ronald Reagan, Gerald Ford, Carter, all dressed in black robes, yes, hooded robes, looking up and worshiping what?
The owl.
The owl
in front of a bonfire, a large bonfire. And incidentally, we have pictures of all of the American presidents. This has appeared in three different magazines, which I have color pictures of. All the American presidents standing around the bonfire in capes and pointed hats, like the Ku Klux Klan type of regalia.
Well, I'm a little confused,
yes,
and maybe others are out there. Look, what is this Bohemian Society? Where are they located, and are they another subgroup of the Skull and Bones, the Illuminati, the Bilderbergers? I mean, all these other cults, they're just another subgroup then, right?
Yes, but this is a social group. This is a purely a social get-together that they say they do not express business or discuss business.
Well, wait a minute, I don't think so. At a social group, you don't generally stand out in the in the woods, dressed
in Ku Klux Klan
outfits, worshiping the owl.
Yeah, in front of a bonfire. But there's a reason for that, because the fire is the fire of illumination.
The fire of the Illuminati.
Of the Illuminati, of course.
And we're talking about Ronald Reagan, who so many the conservatives supported. They used to call him Red Ronnie.
Absolutely. Ronald Reagan is a member of this organization, just as... And incidentally, in their own publication, they say that the reason they are called the Bohemian Society, because a bohemian is someone, I'm roughly paraphrasing, someone who does not live by the same morals and ethics that the populace does. And so they're saying that the people who lead this country meet in private because they don't live by the same morals and ethics you do. They have a whole different standard of behavior than you do.
Now, Ronald Reagan was a member of the United World Federalists for 13 years. He wanted to bring about a new world order upon the ashes of American sovereignty. Is it possible that you haven't got the full message about Red Ronnie? Red Ronnie, that's not my terms. That's what they called him in Hollywood. A member of the American Veterans Committee, twice cited as an instrument of the Soviet Union. He was the first individual in the band, well, speaker, major speaker, personality at the Hollywood Legion Stadium to ban the bomb. He was developed. He put on a mask, and I think it's time that we take off that particular mask.
So these Bohemians, they meet once a year up in San Francisco?
For the last 2 weeks of July, from July 15th to the end of July, they meet for 2 weeks every year.
For two solid weeks,
they meet in conclave, and some of the most important movie stars, national leaders from around the world, and they say it's the only place that that enemies, so-called enemies on both sides of a war, can meet quietly behind the scenes and be friends.
So they go out for this two-week period of bonding and
socializing.
Socializing
and chit-chatting and getting together to decide what war they're going to have next time and who's going to be the enemy and who will be the good guy. And so,
now, Jordan, we have pictures.
And remember, war is good business.
Now we have pictures with the president with his hand stretched out holding a red rose.
But I have about 15 major color pictures of communist leaders throughout the world holding a red rose in their hand. And these are from newspapers and magazines. I began to pick up on this because someone alerted me to it, that the symbol of the red rose implies not only socialism and communism, but a secret society operating behind socialism and communism that uses the red rose.
this way out Willie holding the rose. We find Khrushchev. We find
all the communist leaders.
All the communist leaders. And then we find the president of the United States over in his early years leading anti-American demonstrations in the Soviet Union.
Well, I know, but I'm saying that it's not enough to say these things. You really must show the pictures so that people will see that what we're talking about here are symbols and emblems.
Well, even Hitler used red and black, didn't he?
Yes, so, he certainly did.
And he said that Nazism is similar to socialism, didn't he?
Nazi means National Socialist.
National Socialist means
Nazi. Mm-hmm. Benito Mussolini was, before he founded the Fascist Party, was associated with the Communist Party. In fact, Adolf Hitler, on February 5th, I think it was 1941, he said, basically, National Socialism and Marxism are the same. The whole of National Socialism is based on it.
That's interesting, because here we have Gorbachev very frequently using the term New World Order, and he says it's going to bring about a new world community, a new kind of civilization, in fact, quote unquote. And then we had Hitler using the same term. We had Bush using the same term.
August 23rd, 1939. What are the fellows doing here? They are putting together an agreement, the Communist Peace Pact, the Molotov-Ribbentrop Peace Pact, the Hitler-Stalin Pact. They join together, and then on September 1st, 1939, what do? They were talking about the invasion of Poland. And they did, in fact, invade Poland and rape and ravage that particular nation.
Now, let me bring up this point, that if you'll remember that Mussolini was an ally of Adolf Hitler, and that Adolf Hitler signed two concordant contracts with the Vatican. The Pope Pius XII signed two contracts with Adolf Hitler that he would throw full Catholic support in Europe behind the new regime of Adolf Hitler if Hitler, upon winning the World War, would establish the Roman Catholic Church as the only legitimate religion of the world under the new order of the world. So there was a contract signed.
In Dr. Anthony Sutton's book, Wall Street and the Rise of Hitler, we find that the Bush family was heavily involved in financing Hitler, and the Kennedy family as well.
Right. Now, the point is, I want to continue with this. When you understand we're talking about the Vatican, we're talking about Hitler and Mussolini, we're talking about the fascist of Europe in war with America and England. Now we're talking about the Empire Strikes Back, and as we said in the last program, New York is the Empire State. That's why you have Steven Spielberg and George Lucas movies talking about the Lost Ark, the Raiders of the Lost Ark. Who was that going for the Lost Ark with Indiana Jones but Adolf Hitler? And in The Last Crusade, it's Adolf Hitler again. So
well,
what we're
Hollywood
talking
is making
about
figures
here,
not for the profit, but for the propaganda.
Yes. But you see, they know what they're saying. And as I brought out to you before, the old magic-practicing priest of the of England, the old Celtic priests used to work their magic like Merlin the magician with his magic wand, and magic wands were always made out of Hollywood. So I'm saying that Hollywood has been used by, and that's why motion picture stars are called movie stars, because in the Bible stars were referred to as lesser illuminaries. So these lesser illuminaries are working for the big Illuminati.
So
the big Illuminati are using the lesser Illuminati. The lesser illuminaries are just stars.
So what you're saying, Jordan, is most of us are asleep.
We're totally asleep.
Subtly being conditioned by a number of occultic organizations, occultic attacks, occultic conspirators to condition us into this.
Well, we are being awakened, really, to the New World Order. You take a look in Time Magazine. I'm going to bring it out again. You say you want a revolution. But are we willing to pay the price? They're talking, we don't want a revolution, we want a revelation. They say, who pays for Yasser Arafat? You know who pays for Yasser Arafat? Who gets Yasser Arafat's fat out of the fire? The United States government came over there to Lebanon when his back was against the sea. He would have been wiped out by the Israeli army. And the United States says no, no, no. Because they want to control this particular conflict. They brought up U.S. troops and U.S. ships to get Yasser Arafat's fat out of the fire and bring him over to Libya because they wanted him alive, because they want a controlled conflict. The same thing is happening in South Central Los Angeles. The same thing is happening in major cities throughout the United States and throughout the world. This is conflict control, and the symbols are everywhere.
Let me explain to the audience something very simple in relation to what you're saying. In Africa, and the big game hunters in Africa for many years used to, when you go out to hunt the big game, you wouldn't go into the jungle to look for the big game. You would hire many of the natives to go out with cans and bottles and surround about a 10-mile circle out in front of you and work in, beating cans and bottles and screaming and frightening your prey, the lion or the animal that you're looking for, and he's your prey, and you keep closing in until finally whatever is out there comes out into the open and he's a sitting duck. That is precisely what has been happening for the last 100 years. The Illuminati have been purposely organizing, directing, and financing wars, revolutions, violence, and bloodshed, so that it will sufficiently impress and frighten the world of humanity into accepting a new order, a new police state that will finally put down all the law and order, the disorder in the world, and it is the oldest trick in the book. Our greatest enemy is not in a crack house, it's in the White House. It's not in a bar room, it's in the boardrooms. And so the point I'm making is that we are being manipulated from the very top, and we need to wake up and find out that America is not the land of the free and the home of the brave, because we're not free
any longer.
We darn sure ain't brave.
Any longer.
Well, it's time to wake the town and tell the sheeple. We are being led like sheep to the slaughter. I don't know if you've ever seen sheep go to the slaughter, but they are generally led by a Judas goat. The Judas goat will bring them all the way up the ramp, and right before they drop the trap on the sheep, the Judas goat steps to the side.
And that's why they have their offspring, these Illuminati refer to their offspring in their publications as their children, their offspring. They refer to your offspring as kids. You have kids because you're just like a goat.
Sheeple.
You're sheeple.
Sheeple.
That's why you have kids.
And your children are going to be slaughtered if you go along with the program. There's no question about it. They're going to be identified. They're going to be marked. Hillary, how much clout? Well, Hillary has brought in Janet Reno. I keep thinking of Janet Reno as sort of Hyman Himmler in drag.
Yeah.
There was a war waged on a Christian church in Waco. This is the first time there has been an armed military assault against the United States people since the Civil War.
And we ate it, didn't we?
The people sat back and said, oh, well, God, we got to get rid of that fanatic, those crazies out there.
Yeah,
they said, in the name of God, Time magazine, what happens when believers embrace the dark side of faith? Now, as I understand it, and correct me if I'm wrong, Terry, Koresh never went in and attacked the ATF. He had never attacked the government. The government attacked them.
Well, there appears to be no substantiation for it. Those are allegations made by the government. But it's interesting.
The orders to slaughter, Reno gave the orders from, which came down from the President of the United States.
Well, the very first indictments were sealed. We still don't know what he's guilty of.
No.
They have sealed indictments, and we'll never know what he was supposedly
guilty
of.
Mass murder in America and the sheeple. Oh,
and the people,
you know, they're
along
looking
with
up.
It.
They don't know what's going on. They don't know what's going down.
But, you know, the ironic thing of this is that the government used the fact that allegedly Koresh had been perhaps molesting some children. And so they said, well, we have to save the children by going in and killing them all. Isn't that paradoxical?
With American tanks, as you see the flames are going up right up on top there.
Right.
No question about it.
So, you know, we can't allow this abuse
to go on.
They
said David was shot in the head. Yes.
Right.
Not by himself, but by, see the flames are going up right up on top there. Not by himself, but by the ATF, or agents from this
MJTF is Multi-Jurisdictional Task Force Police. MJTF, Multi-Jurisdictional.
We're going to be taking a look at FEMA coming in?
In other words, a national police force.
Right. The Federal Emergency Management Agency. We're going to be taking a look at FEMA. No question about that. What is that? Well, that's one of the New World Order's military operations.
That's
and
their
then,
Gestapo.
Yeah, and then followed by whom? The United Nations troops in your homes. I was at Westwood in Wilshire in the city of Los Angeles taking a look at the city, and it looked like an atomic bomb had hit it. It was laid to waste. 5,300 fires going on at the same time.
And that was nothing compared
to what's
coming.
And we're talking about black helicopters flying over Georgia. What are they dropping? Incendiary devices?
Mm-hmm.
Is this a created crisis that's coming on?
Folks, there's something going on behind the scenes that you may not even be aware of because most of America is dead asleep.
And remember that this thing that happened in Los Angeles happened on May 1st.
Ah, May 1st. The founding of the Order of the Illuminati.
And that's why in the military, when you're in trouble, you say a mayday. A mayday call means trouble.
Trouble.
And there was trouble in Los Angeles on mayday, and it was not by chance.
Now, one very important thing. This Illuminati was put together on May 1st, 1776, but the cover of the Illuminati documents...
Yes.
Is, we find the exact same pyramid. The exact same pyramid that is on the backside
of the $1 bill.
And you get into Washington, D.C., and what do we see here? This is extremely important. You say, well, it couldn't possibly be that these individuals had control over that city, way back in the 1790s. But if you take a look, here is the Illuminati pyramid. The capital of the United States is at the top of the eye of the pyramid. You see the separation. And Jordan, go on and explain that.
Yes, the obelisk, you'll see the Egyptian obelisk here. The Egyptian obelisk points up to the top of the triangle or the top of the pyramid. We're talking about occultic forces. We're talking about the five-pointed pentagram, which was used by satanic worshipers for thousands of years. If you take the five points off of a five-pointed star or a pentagram, you have left in the middle a pentagon. That's why the United States has a pentagon. The pentagon is directed toward the North Star because, according to the ancient Babylonians, that's where you gathered power from the gods of the North in war. We're talking about sex, drugs, rock and roll, violence. We're talking about a concerted effort to manipulate the human beings of this country into a new order and a new world, and the people are going along with it, docile, and have not
the
faintest
idea. And they say, it says Novus Ordo Seclorum. That really interests me.
The term seclorum, you said earlier that meant
secular
world. Doesn't secular really mean more than,
Well, these people think of themselves as God, Terry.
Well, but secular,
these are the new gods.
But secular, if you ask a minister what secular means, he'll say, the secular world and we Christians, meaning that it's a secular world without the God that created us. Isn't that true?
Yes.
So what we're looking at is a new God, a Luciferian God, a satanic God who will be the leader of the new world order. So the new world order is the new world order without the old God of the Bible and with the new God, Lucifer, Satan.
Now, take a look at the pentagram.
We want to bring out one point here in relation to what he says. We're not talking about an evil genius somewhere in Bavaria. We're talking about America. Here is the new world order. We are in the middle of the most diabolical, conspiratorial movement ever developed on the face of the earth, right here in America,
and
in Washington, D.C.
And the pentagram, it goes right up to the White House.
And the skull and bones. For example, when Christ was murdered, he was murdered on the hill of what? Golgotha, mm-hmm. which means what, literally?
Place of the skulls.
Skull and bones, mm-hmm. you see? And so since then, the pirates have had on their flag, all the satanic evil men in the world have always utilized the skull and bones, and I believe, it's my own personal interpretation, that it's to mock Christ for what they did to him
now,
at the hill.
The Illuminati came to the United States through a fraternity, a Faustian financial fraternity, mm-hmm. in 1832, and if we take a look at this Faustian financial fraternity, we will see that we have the skull and bones, and we see a little 32 underneath the symbol. Now, George Bush was in there. William Buckley, Jr., who would talk in very Edwardian tones. I asked Bill Buckley about his membership in the skull and bones
what
in New Orleans. He got up and almost went running out of the room.
He refused to even comment.
George Bundy, I addressed this to George Bundy. He just came completely discombobulated on the stage. I wish I had a picture of that
event. And George Bush was asked one time, and he changed the subject.
Of course.
So
that's what it's all about.
We're talking about
our national leaders.
But it's time that we get down to the bottom line, and we shall return with just that.
There is something going on here on an international, worldwide scale right before our eyes, but that so many of us are unaware, and consequently we're not really seeing what is happening. There is, in fact, a conspiracy or a planned world domination coming by this thing that George Bush calls a new world order. On the back of the $1 bill, there are a lot of important occult symbolism on the back of the $1 bill. On the left-hand side, you'll see the pyramid and the pyramid of Egypt. That's an Egyptian pyramid on an American dollar bill. The significance is very important. Above the pyramid, you will see the words Anuit Coeptus, which basically means in Latin, our enterprise is a success, or our project has been crowned with success. And the project, which is a success, is on the banner beneath the pyramid, Novus Ordo Seclorum, being Latin for New Order of the World, or the New World Order. On the bottom of the pyramid, you will see the Roman numerals for 1776. This exact identical emblem of the pyramid within the circle, the Novus Ordo Seclorum, was not original in America. It was first found on writings that are today in museums in Europe in the year 1774, 1775 by a man named Adam Weishaupt, who founded the Bavarian Order of the Illuminati, a secret society of Freemasons operating in Europe that had designs on the entire world and to bring about what they call a new world order. So that emblem on the back of the dollar bill on the left-hand side with the pyramid is not an American symbol. It is a very old symbol,
Jordan,
coming from
you
a...
You should bring out the fact that this is the Order of the Illuminati.
Yes.
And the May 1st, 1776... did not signify the creation of the United States of America,
no,
but the order of the Illuminati for the enlightened ones or the Luciferians.
Yes.
And this is a satanic symbol. It is on the cover of the Illuminati documents from May 1st, 1776, which obviously precedes the birth of this nation on July 4th, 1776.